Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum.
Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Over 51% of our employees are between 30,000 and 49,000, or 50,000. So 51% of our employees are under $50,000, according to our annual report.
So this is Sabrina White. She is the budget director for Santa Rosa County, having a big conversation on Monday in the budget meeting. So there was the commission meeting. I think there was a special zoning meeting. There was also the budget meeting. It was many, many hours of long meetings. But the big key takeaway from the budget meeting was they're running a deficit. Now, technically they're balanced, but they have to balance their budget by law. What I mean is that revenues are down. I mean, it's a pretty bleak picture. Revenues are down. Yes, they're making a little bit more on property taxes because of new construction, but across the board, you got revenues are not keeping up with expenses. They're going to have to take some money out of reserves in order to make the budget balance. You cannot keep doing that. And in the process, the county commission is not willing to raise ad valorem because they're going to get thrown out of office if they do. And they're not willing to raise fees because they're going to get thrown out of office if they do. And that means that they basically have to find projects to cut. And they're going to get thrown out of office if they do that. So, you know, we have a county that is more and more demanding all the time and less willing to pay. And how do you solve that nut? I mean, I don't know, but you have an adult conversation. In the process, you got 51% of the employees make less than 50 grand. And you're talking about merit raises in order to keep your good employees. $2,000, $2,500, $3,000 a year raise is what they're looking at. They wound up settling on $2,500, mostly because I think it was the middle option. You want a small, medium, or large? I'll take the large. I'll take the medium fries, please. You know, that's kind of what they wound up settling on. But how to pay for that? Well, you know, it's not easy. I mean, that's part of the challenge. So then they were getting into some of the other costs and some of the other stuff that they were talking about. Talked about the Navarre Beach Bridge toll, and that was all confusing. Talked about the Benny Russell Park. And I don't want to emphasize this, but I have an ear for the things that I know are going to make people lose their minds. And I feel like this is a little bit betraying the tone of the meeting because this was just one little slice of it. But the Benny Russell Park play structure is a problem.
And then in the extra funding we have, I mean, we're going to have to make a decision sooner than later on Benny Russell Park. And, you know, we talked about that twice this year already, but our team's been out there. We've had some engineers analyze it. We really need to, from a risk management side, we need to think about taking that down.
Yeah, play structures for kids are very expensive to replace, and they are dangerous if they are in poor repair condition. And so that area is becoming a risk hazard.
What exactly are we changing?
Do you know, when you go into Benny Russell, the very highly used it's not the splash pad or the new park, the old park that's off to your right,
park.
The playground with the different levels.
All the stuff off to the right.
A couple
months ago. Don't talk about it. We're not pro painters.
Yeah, but that needs to go, and something else needs to go in its place. And as Brad Baker explains.
But it's a point where this board's going to have to make a decision, and really the decision that I see, the only two options are spend $1.5 million or tear it down and leave it a nice sand spot under the trees for the kids to play in.
I wouldn't say that's a good idea. That's one of the
didn't
most
say it was a good idea.
That's the most popular
park
in this county. So, no, don't ever. I don't want to be associated with that remark.
Yeah, that is not a recommendation
I would
I'm
definitely
making.
Be putting extra security around my house. Yeah, that one's that's a very popular one with the parents, and I will look down the line. I don't think we have anybody.
Nobody's willing to do it.
Going to that one.
Kerry Smith says, no, we got to keep it. Well, where does the $1.5 million come from? you won't raise fees, and I understand. And you won't raise taxes, and I understand. And, you know, you won't even vote to create a new taxing structure. I mean, two commissioners tried it. The other three said no. And they basically had a bunch of awkward silence during the meeting. You know, well, all right, you voted against the tax structures. What's your solution? You mean me? I mean, it was that kind of a meeting. And then, you know, the Benny Russell Park play structure. How are you going to pay for $1.5 million for that? Who, me?
I just want to say Bueller.
Yeah, it was awkward. We'll come back to this briefly in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still dealing with that accident that happened on I-10 eastbound. It's a mile marker 11, but it's right after the Highway 29 exit. We've got traffic backed up. It's flowing a little bit. They've got one lane open. I'm seeing traffic backed up past Highway 29, almost to Pine Forest, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So remember we had this conversation, how there's no money for fixing Woodbine Road, there's no money for fixing Berry Hill, there's no money for creating a new bridge to the beach, there's no capital money available. They don't even have any capital in the budget. I mean, there's local option sales tax money, but there's, you know, that's coming up against the end of its lifespan, and yeah, you know, will that be renewed? Who knows? They can't count on that being there. And I know, I'm kind of picking what I think are probably the most inflammatory portions of the meeting, but I want you, if you show up at the county commission meeting and you say, oh my God, don't do this, come with an answer. Because the other one they were talking about is like how to solve the beach parking and the bridge traffic congestion. Well, there's one way you could do that, which would be with, a new, basically a parking structure. They're expensive, $43,000 per space. That's what HCA Florida West had to do.
If we're looking at trying just to alleviate a traffic issue, as I've discussed with staff and I've been educated there, you know, that could be it may be way cheaper and then still be a revenue source if we're looking at, you know,
don't say it.
Adding parking on the beach, especially if we're able to charge, you know, if we have a parking garage or something like that.
So what people are going to hear is, oh, my God, they want to charge for parking on the beach now? Well, create a parking structure and then charge people to pay in the parking structure? Yeah, because it's going to be super expensive to build one. Colton, that was Raul Colton, right?
Guessing we've got some pretty consistent ideas on parking out there from the standpoint of going vertical. I know Escambia County has talked about it for years and years and years, and it hasn't moved forward.
That's right.
And I think a lot of it's just pushback that they've had from some citizens.
But as he says, if you drive onto the beach and then you're looking around for parking, it's the same problem as downtown, right? People looking around is the biggest source of traffic congestion. If we can just get them into a space, that'll solve a lot of these problems. And also Colton Wright says, you know, look, a parking structure doesn't have to look like a parking garage. It can have shops around it. It can have a restaurant on top, which they seem to think is the plan here. But it is very expensive. He actually in the meeting said 24 grand a spot, but HCA Florida West was 43 grand a spot. It's very expensive. So in that area, you have Bobby Burkett is the District 1 commissioner, and, you know, Terry Smith and Ray Eddington. And what's their plan?
Connect to it, to the parking garage. That'd be an income generator charged for the parking garage. And have a rooftop restaurant up there. Can you imagine the view you have?
This is on Navarre Beach.
Yeah, that would generate some revenue, and that's what we're looking at doing. So that's my way of thinking. Let's do both, just kind of reduce the size footprint of the building itself initially, and then let's go up with a parking garage. Just throw that out of food for thought.
I was going to say, you're a brave man. You started talking about charging parking in Santa Rosa County.
Yes. Well, that's Kerry Smith.
He ain't the only one. Me and Mr. Baker have been talking about a parking garage.
Charging for parking.
That's we are. Nice. Now, just give me a minute.
Ray Eddington.
Yes. In that parking garage, we will charge on that beach. The tourists will pay for it. They will pay probably up to $10 or more, but we don't want to get that high. No, I'm just throwing that out.
And
okay?
Why say it, sir?
But you'd be surprised how many people would pay to park in there, have that restaurant on top.
Your social media headline, Ray Eddington proposes $10 a spot for paid parking at Navarre Beach. And that's, he said that's not what he's saying, but Okay, so I'm letting you know these are kind of the conversations. You know, they're talking about sports tourism and looking at Escambia County and thinking how they can capitalize on the magic beans of sports tourism that seems to be on everybody's mind these days. Interesting proposals, ideas. The Aquatic Center, remember, that's kind of in development. With what money? You know? So what they settled on was no fee increases for any of the, what 80 revenue sources that the county generates. No ad valorem increase. They did set the millage rate for about 2 mills to go to the sheriff, and then 3 mills or 4 mills is just left in the regular pot. They are going to give raises, about $2,500 for merit raises. And they're going to basically pay for whatever they need to pay for out of the reserve fund. And maybe they're going to put a toll on the bridge, and maybe they're going to build a parking structure and charge the tourists $10 a spot. I don't know what they're going to do, but in the meanwhile, all of these capital projects are kind of all on hold because there's no money for them. That's your center. And I want to be honest. I don't really feel a lot of criticism for the commissioners, although I do think the ones who voted against the potential taxes and then want to keep spending all the money, that's a problem. But, I mean, they're struggling because the political reality in Santa Rosa County is any of the revenues that they would want to generate to pay for the stuff you need to pay for, they're gonna get screamed at. How do you and people want more service. I mean, how do you solve that problem? Let's see. Where are we at now? It's 7:21 here on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll talk about beach stuff with Dave Greenwood. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Coming up on the 4th of July is the free Pensacola Fireworks presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert sponsored by Peter Muget and Pensacola State College. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Good morning, 7:24 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, by the way, remember how we always have a certain group of people that are always showing up at the county commission meetings yelling and screaming about, you know, no tax, no tax, no tax. I call them the pitchfork posse. They were not in the budget meeting. with solutions to this problem. So, I mean, maybe they have them and they're just, you know, keeping them to themselves. I don't know. It's always possible. You never know. Give people a little bit of grace. Let's see. John Pickens has got traffic on the five. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still dealing with the accident that happened on I-10 eastbound right after the Highway 29 exit. The road is still blocked, and I'm seeing backups all the way past Pine Forest Road, almost a 9 mile right now. So you definitely want to plan an alternate route. Traffic is very slow and the construction zone mixed in there. So just be aware of that. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks, John. Dave Greenwood is Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He is in charge of the lifeguards. Dave, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, thank you, Andrew. A pleasant, happy Friday to you.
For sure. Although this morning is a little bit weird. We got this, like, summer lightning kind of weird pattern running west to east and then east to west, and lots of rain on the, I guess, on the beach this morning. I know it's been lightning kind of all over the area. What are you guys seeing?
Yeah, it's still storming and lightning. And again, like we say, when you can see thunder, when you hear thunder, see lightning, you know, when thunder roars, go indoors. There was a fatality last week at Daytona Beach. A young man lost his life, and apparently, you know, as they say, a bolt out of the blue. So there's still lightning around, and you can still be struck. So that's what we always urge people to go inside and seek shelter. And the question is, how long will it last? I don't know how long it will last.
It goes until it's done.
Only God, you know. I mean, you go on the beach when there's a thunderstorm around. It's you know, you take it's, you know, God's decision on where that's going to land. So you don't have any control over that. We did have a good week though. Our junior lifeguard session was completed.
Oh, good.
We finished that. And again, the low risk of recurrence. And last Sunday, it was packed on the island. First full day of summer, over 28,000, almost 28,000 vehicles crossed through the toll plaza. So.
Wow.
And the water was calm and flat. We're happy about that. And I'm a perfect example. You go in the water, you can get stung by a jellyfish. I was in the water swimming just over an hour and ran into a jellyfish and still had a little mark on my arm. And there was no purple flag flying, but there was one jellyfish. And
you found him.
We made contact.
Yeah, you know, it's a good point that, you know, there can be a purple flag day and you don't hit one, and there can be no purple flags and you can get one. I mean, it's a probabilities game, right? And so sometimes you're on
exactly.
The wrong end of it, unfortunately. Well, that's, yeah. Man, big week. 28,000, that is crazy. I mean, I remember when, you know, peak days were like 20, you know, and so, gosh,
yeah.
That's just crazy, crazy. What are we looking at for this weekend once these storms clear out, assuming that they do?
You know, hot weather, high UV index, you know, pop-up thunderstorms around. But there is a National Weather Service has a low risk of rip currents, so we're happy about that. But the Gulf, you know, we will see some movement in the Gulf, so probably a yellow flag will be posted. However, you know, evaluate what the surf conditions are with your own personal abilities, with your own ability, and then make that. That's the best way to make the judgment.
Yeah, that's such a great reminder. We talk about this all the time, but, you know, where it's level of safety is acceptable risk for somebody who's a good swimmer in fit condition, it doesn't mean that, you know, you are. And so we have to always keep that's a great reminder that not everybody is at the same skill level, and you've absolutely got to think about your skill level. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, thank you so much for the time. I look forward to talking to you again soon, and thanks for keeping us safe and informed. I appreciate it.
All right, Andrew, thanks. Have a great weekend and a great 4th of July.
Outstanding. You do the same. Hey, if you're a business owner, you went into business in order to do what? You know, provide legal services or fix cars or put in HVAC systems or lay carpet or whatever it is that you do, you probably did not go into business in order to figure out employee benefits plans and human resources and payroll. Because that stuff is, what's the word I want? Not fun. Nobody loves doing that stuff. Except the folks at Torgerson Causey. Weirdly, the stuff you hate to do, they went into business to do because they're good at it, they like doing it, they see the value of helping people, and of course, making your employees happy, you know, keeping them, attracting them with good benefits programs, that's important, you know. Well, here's what they do. We've been using them for about 4 years here at News Radio in Cat Country, and they've been in business for about 20 years, and they do all of that stuff. And they do it really well. Good customer service, good options on the plans, better choices than we had before. They are always working their tails off to make sure that, you know, at least here and anybody else as their client, they have the best stuff that's available. They're not miracle workers, but they will find the best things that are available. And like I said, I always tell you, my wife gives them her big thumbs up. And, you know, getting the approval of an industrial engineer homeschool mom is not easy. and she is a big fan of theirs. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey. Free if they want to come out and look at what you're doing. No obligation. Their website, tcbenefitsgroup.com. David Wayne is in the newsroom. He's going to have your headlines for you next. David, do you have a quick one for us right now?
Well, I do. Ford Motor Company is recalling a bunch of Super Duty trucks from the model year 2025. They're warning people not to drive them. There could be a brake issue. This affects 2025 F-250, F-350, 450, and 550 Super Duty trucks.
All right, very good. Oh, by the way, I'll be out on Monday. Michelle Salzman is going to be filling in for me. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Senators set to work this weekend on President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent appearing on Mornings with Murray on Fox Business.
This is a tremendous bill, and I am confident that everyone working together, Leader Thune, Speaker Johnson, with President Trump's assistants have been able to move narrow majorities forward, and I think we're going to be able to bring this home. The president will be signing the bill on July 4th.
There's no timetable yet for a vote in the Senate. The House receives the intelligence briefing today on Operation Midnight Hammer in Iran. Senators had their briefing yesterday.
Anybody who says we know with certainty is making it up.
That's Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, and the Trump administration is searching for the person who leaked classified intel, claiming the operation missed its mark. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 75. Right now, we've got partly cloudy skies and looking, like a beautiful morning right now. We'll get more on our weather forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. A grand jury's indicted three men on first-degree murder charges. This is in relation to the death of 20-year-old Andrew Sanders last April. He was found shot to death in a vehicle that was parked in an open field. 21-year-old Michael Polnitz Jr., 17-year-old Caleb Bonner, 19-year-old Antonio Larkins have all now been indicted by a grand jury. A 28-year-old man was arrested this week on multiple charges. This was following a car chase after an attempted traffic stop by Escambia deputies. They say Jackie Washington is facing several charges, including trafficking methamphetamine, fleeing and eluding, possession of marijuana, and possession of a firearm by a felon. Deputies say they tried to stop Washington at St. Joseph and North I Streets, but they say he didn't stop, ended up crashing into a fence at B and Jordan. Officials say Washington then attempted to flee on foot, but was quickly apprehended. Now, the Santa Rosa Island Authority says they'll be offering more public transportation hours and adding some extra buses for the upcoming Pensacola Beach Air Show. That's, of course, July 11th and 12th. The SRIA says the free open-air trolleys will be operating from 6:30 those mornings until midnight both nights. They'll also have extended service to Park East. Four additional buses will also be running Saturday at designated pickup points to help with some of the traffic congestion. Well, another arrest made in that fatal double shooting in Atmore earlier this week. Police say 24-year-old Javarius Watkins has now turned himself into the Escambia, Alabama jail. 22-year-old Tyler Hall was previously arrested. Now, both of those men are accused of being involved in the shooting that killed 18-year-old Gabriel Hooks and injured another victim on Tuesday. Police say shots were fired following an illegal street race just east of Atmore on Carver Avenue. The shooting reportedly happened as winners were collecting their money. Police believe more arrests are possible in this case as well. The man that used to be sheriff in Osceola County is now out of jail, Marcos Lopez. He posted $1 million bond yesterday after 3 weeks in the Lake County Jail in Tavares. He was arrested this month for racketeering. Governor Ron DeSantis suspended him as sheriff following that arrest. Prosecutors say Lopez was running an illegal gambling operation that started years ago. Others also face charges in the case, including Lopez's estranged wife. One suspect remains on the run, and local news outlets report that that suspect has potentially fled the country. Alabama's governor has set an execution date for another Alabama death row inmate. In a statement released yesterday, Governor Kay Ivey said that David Lee Roberts, he's convicted of capital murder in the 1992 death of a Marion County woman, will be put to death within a 30-hour period on August 21st and August 22nd. That execution will be carried out
with nitrogen hypoxia, and that'll be done at the prison in Atmore. It's 735 at News Radio 92.3. And John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still dealing with the accident that happened on I-10 eastbound on mile marker number 11, which is right past the Highway 29 exit there going eastbound. The accident is off to the side of the road, but we're still seeing delays through there, and that construction zone backed up all the way to Pine Forest. So just be aware of that and plan an alternate route because traffic is moving very slowly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We have a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Saturday, 50% chance of rain, high near 91. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. Keeping your rain chances around on Sunday with a 50% chance of rain, high near 91. And by Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 75 degrees right now in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze. We've got 77 reported in Milton. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Investors will watch this morning for data from the May reading of Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index. Economists polled by Dow Jones expect the index to tick 0.1% higher on the month and 2.3% higher from a year ago. Data drops in 10 minutes. European auto stocks notched gains this morning as investors reacted to the White House saying the deadline for country-specific tariffs to come into effect could be extended. Top movers in the sector included Porsche and French vehicle parts supplier Valeo, both up 2.2%, as well as Stellantis, which also gained 2%. Mercedes-Benz shares jumped 1.6%. The Wall Street Journal reports that President Trump is considering announcing his pick to succeed Fed Chair Jerome Powell earlier than expected as the two butt heads over interest rate cuts. Powell's term is supposed to run for another 11 months. Futures are slightly higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 404, the NASDAQ up 194. That's Your Money Now.
Your road to summer adventure starts with outstanding offers on new Subarus from Anderson Subaru. Get 3.9 for 72 on Outbacks and 3.9 for 48 on Foresters, or 2.9 for 48 on Crosstrek. Love is out there this summer. Find it at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
I am still living with your ghost. Lonely and dreaming.
So, you know, the other day we were talking about FOPO, the fear of people's opinions, and FOMO, and all these different things. I've got a brand new kind of anxiety for you.
No, just learned the other one. Andrew. Andrew.
We're going to have an anxiety hit list, and we're going to see how many of them you're susceptible to. Okay, the new one, the new anxiety of the day. I feel like I need special music for this. The anxiety of the day is, ding, turns ding. Over the sign, ding, 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 information overload anxiety. So this would be too many text messages, too many emails, or the anxiety of dealing with knowing the news or reading the book or keeping up on the Netflix or all of the different kinds of information that come in. Data storage, feeling adrift in a sea of information. You can't keep on top of it, not knowing how to manage. You know, it used to be it'd be mail. You get a lot of mail. And then you had to figure out which mail to ignore, which mail to respond to, and so forth. And now you got email, you got texts, you got social media, and there's always somebody dinging me on my phone, you know, that's always, I'm into my phone 200 times a day because I got, 18 social media platforms, all of that, okay, all of that. And the recommendation now is actually using AI. Kind of interesting because, Michelle, I know on Monday, you're going to have your husband in, who's a big expert in this area. You're going to talk about that at 8:40. So that'd be good if you're curious. But I'm going to take this in a little bit different direction. This is the part where people get angry at me. But it's okay. I don't mind. I actually want your opinion on this. When I hear people say, I have anxiety, what I think is, stop making stuff up. That's my reaction as a Gen X kid. I feel like, well, just do better. Why are you afraid of the world? And I know some people deal with very crippling anxiety. I understand. For me, I mean, I just think of it as it's just stress. Anxiety is stress, and people have stress. I have stress. I have fear. I have worry, but somehow we've acquired this habit of describing what I would say are pretty, or, and by the way, feel free to disagree with me on this. This is me opining, okay? 437-1620. It used to be we'd say things like, man up. It used to be we would say, well, deal with it, or push through, or try harder, or don't worry about that. And I feel like now the answer is, oh, tell me more. How anxious are you right now on a 1 to 10 scale? Can you still breathe okay? We coddle and baby and cultivate and reward and encourage instead of man up. Now, I understand. There are people who have genuinely severe psychological distress, and man up doesn't help. I get that. But you have a lot of people who don't have that, but who have gotten accustomed to saying, have anxiety. And then when you treat it as a condition, you treat it like it's a condition. When, look, a lot of times it's a character issue or it's a cognitive skill issue, right? Managing stress, deciding what to think about, deciding what things to repeat in your brain, what language to use around the problems that you have. That's a cognitive skill. That's an emotional skill. That's emotional intelligence. You ask Daniel Goleman, And instead of thinking of this as something needing a therapy or an intervention or a drug protocol, sometimes what we need to tell people is, well, let's just practice thinking differently. Am I wrong? 437-1620. Because when you start throwing data anxiety, I'm rolling my eyes. If you can't hear, no, that's a real thing. No, it's a problem of life. And life has problems. When you're watching Yellowstone, they had anxiety about the wolves and the bears and the lack of water and the weather and the Native Americans. There's always been anxiety in life. It doesn't become special because you have a new word to call it. All right, hate mail, 437-1620, 437-1620. Before we get to John Pickens with his traffic on the fives, I'll tell you about Frontier Motors, a great place to buy good quality. Yeah, they understand anxiety. They'll try to lower it because most people have, fear, dislike. They despise used car dealers, whatever. That's because usually when you go to a used car place, you feel like they're trying to get one over on you. Like they're trying to just take advantage of you and sell you something you're going to regret having and never see you again. Like I know that icky feeling. At Frontier, they don't have that because they're not trying to do that. They're actually trying to create a customer who's going to be a friend who's going to buy not just one, not just two, but three or four or five cars over the course of time. And you treat people different when you know you're going to have multiple, it's called iterations in philosophy, but multiple events with that person over time. You treat them better because you know you're going to have to come back to them again and again and again. So the way we're treated at Frontier, man, I don't want to buy a car from anybody else. I want to buy a car from them because they treated us so well. That's their philosophy. That's why they've been around for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 437-1620 is my phone number if you want to weigh in on this issue of anxiety or any particular kind of anxiety or Andrew's condescending attitude towards the general concept of anxiety. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, but I'm still seeing some delays on I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29. Now we're getting some backup on the westbound side. Just past I-110 going westbound on 10 approaching 29. So you definitely want to plan an alternate route around that. Just avoid that area at all costs. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, John. Let's look at some of these texts, 437-1620. Remember, the basic topic I'm saying is I think that my reaction to when I hear people say they have anxiety is grow up, do better, think harder, develop cognitive skills, character, man up, whatever you want to call it. That's general. Now, I know some people have crippling, horrible, terrible, real psychological distress, and they can't even function. And I'm not talking about that. But we've turned it into a thing where it seems like everybody's got anxiety. And what I think is, yeah, everybody's got anxiety. They got fear. They got worry. They got, negative perceptions of the world. We've always had this. We will always have this. It is not a psychological condition. It's humanity. But we treat it like it's a disorder, and it's not. Okay, so to the text, let's see. 437-1620, exactly. I say the same thing, get over it and move on. It says, most of the time when they say social anxiety for this new generation is their inability to handle conflict and to resolve it. They don't have any skill for that, which creates anxiety. True, so let's teach them how to handle that. Let's see. information overload anxiety sounds like fodder for a Kink song. I-O-L-A. Okay, you get the... Andrew, they can't sell you a prescription drug if they don't give the problem a medical name. Jaded, but not entirely inaccurate. Let's see. When I hear people say I have anxiety, I say, suck it up, cupcake. Yeah. Now, a lot of people don't want to do something, so they say that gives me anxiety to put it off on someone else. And that's the other thing is if you learn that this is a way to get away from something, you learn to say it. Generates sympathy. Generates an excuse, right? Everyone has some form of anxiety. Some people use it as a way to not do anything. I try to push through it and will not let it stop me. You feed it, it grows. That's a great clip. I'm going to see if I can grab that real quick while I'm reading the other text because that's actually an excellent... I'm going to see if I can play it for you in just a second. Okay. Somebody says, I have a family member. Clint says, I have a family member who likes to tell people the anxiety issues they have. They use it as a crutch for their laziness and obvious chronic need for attention. So they can sit in the room and play video games because it levels them out. Oh, more of this therapeutic sounding psychobabble. You're 100% right. There is really anxiety out there, but most people are complaining about having poor time management skills and need to put their phone down. Yeah, I mean, if you're stressed out by your phone, turn it off. Turn it off.
Andrew, dare you?
Or I'm going to share a secret with you. I am absolutely sure there are people on, what's one that I don't use? Twitter. I am sure there are people saying mean things about me on Twitter. I do not care. I don't use Twitter very much.
X.
I use it occasionally. Whatever. I use it occasionally as a news resource. I am sure there are people somewhere saying horrible things about me on, Snapchat, whatever. I don't even know. On Facebook, I use Facebook a lot. I'm sure there are groups complaining about Andrew McKay. They're probably in Milton. Anyway, okay. And? It used to be people just talk bad about you behind your back. And? You didn't know. And? That's just reality. That's people. So what? You don't have to have the app. You don't have to have notifications on. You can just pretend it doesn't exist. Like the old days when people would say things about you you didn't know about. So what? So what? All right, let's see. Anxiety in many cases is an excuse for not doing something one finds objectionable. Let's see. Somebody said we developed anxiety deployed in Afghanistan, couldn't lock up the area because of different working conditions in the Taliban. Listen, I understand. And that's why I'm saying there are cases where people really have it. And I'm not saying PTSD doesn't exist. Duh, it obviously does. I'm saying that there are real psychological disorders, problems and challenges, some of which might need even medical therapy, let alone psychiatric treatment. But there's a whole host of other things that are just the range of human experience, and we treat them like they're psychological disorders needing therapy or medical intervention, and they're not. They're just being human. Let's see. When you talk about anxiety, Andrew, previous trauma needs to be considered in the conversation. Yes, certainly. But haven't we all had some? Some more than others. Some more often than others. But we've all got problems we've had to deal with, right? Somebody says, you gave me anxiety about buying a car from your Frontier Motors ad. when the parents are typically the ones who can't handle stress in the first place, it's very hard to teach their kids how to handle stress. Yeah, that's true. Good Lord, these are lots of texts coming in. I agree with you. Like Sharon Moonstruck, get over it. Everyone has somebody, some form of perceived suffering. Too wealthy, too poor, too thin, too fat, too bored, too busy. We have to realize that we're mostly choosing to have a perspective on anxiety. Oh, yeah, no, that's really true. We pick and choose the things that we focus on. And one person, this is the clip that I had told you somebody had texted in that I was going to play for you that is the appropriate one. If somebody around you is having anxiety, including yourself, as long as it's not that serious.
Lighten up, Francis.
That's the aim 100%. Say that to people. If they punch you, well, you can deal with that as a separate issue. 437-1620, I'm Andrew McKay.
When it comes to your dream home, at Pinair Credit Union, we think you deserve to be picky. So buy that perfect place that just speaks to you. Or build a new home just the way you like it. Because at Pinair Credit Union, we deliver affordable and flexible home mortgages and construction loans designed to make your next home a dream come true. Find all you need to get started at pinair.org/homeloan. Whether you're buying or building, Pinair Home Loans fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Uh somebody did text in a funny one. They said, Andrew, the only people I've ever heard complaining about you are elected officials.
You know, I don't know why, Andrew.
Yeah, and so it made me think. There's a whole new disorder. There's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay anxiety. If we had a meeting, what's he going to say about us afterwards?
PMND.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you do smart things, I'll say good things.
Okay.
And well, if you say dumb things, then the other. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Still dealing with some backups on I-10 eastbound as you from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29. That's eastbound. Now, westbound, if you're coming from I-110 toward Highway 29, we've got some major delays there, about 7 to 10 minute delay. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Oh, this is actually a really good text. TJ says, the media doesn't help. Like being online, we expose our limited brains that were designed to solve the problems of an individual person in a particular part of the world. We expose them to the problems and the injustices of 8 million people 24/7 and then wonder why we all have anxiety. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty are just really good at this. They sold 165 homes last year, 175 the year before that, more than 200 when the times were easy. Times are a little bit more difficult now, but they're still, you know, cranking it out, three and a half, four a week. They, for example, they have this like almost a scientific formula for how to sell a house, how they do the staging and the photographing and the listing and the pricing and then the open house and the follow up. One of the things I'm always amazed by is, you know, a lot of times people who are in sales, and of course, you know, I mean, obviously being a real estate agent, the sales endeavor, everybody kind of knows all the things you're supposed to do, but most everybody doesn't do them. You know, if they do them, they work. And Christina will follow up with people who don't make an offer on a house and ask the agent, hey, why didn't they offer? What didn't they like? Was the price? Was the location? Was the color? Is there something we can fix? Oh, that's, well, when we can, if we fix that, would they be interested? They might be. Oh, let's make a deal. I mean, that's an obvious thing, but that's just a little thing that she does, and that's kind of her whole approach is let's do all the little things right, and then let's get these big results. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Trump threatening to sue CNN and the New York Times for claiming the recent airstrikes did not destroy Iran's nuclear facilities. A lawyer for the president sent letters to both news outlets yesterday demanding a retraction and an apology, and both the New York Times and CNN have reportedly rejected that demand. The U.S. and China have now reached a deal over the rare earth elements that are critical to the production of everything from electronics to fighter jets. President Trump said a deal was signed on Wednesday. Western companies have had difficulties getting the rare earth metals they need from Beijing. And celebrities are now showing up in Venice for the wedding of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and his fiancée Lauren Sanchez. The festivities got underway last night. Among the celebrities in attendance are Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates, Leonardo DiCaprio, Kim Kardashian, and Tom Brady.
Have you ever been to Venice by chance?
No.
It smells. At least when I was
there.
Because there's all this gunk and muck in the canals. And you want it to be this magical, amazing place. It might be, you know, and they might have improved it since I've been there. It's been a while since I've been there, but I just, you know, it's one of these.
It smells like fish, huh?
Well, rotting sewage things, bad stuff, you know, and especially when the gondolas go by, they dig up the muck and the bottom. And, you know, it's over-touristed, okay, heavily over-touristed, so it's not really so much the authentic Italian. Anyway, it's just, it's one of those weird places where people have this, I'm going to go to Venice. And then when you talk to them afterwards, like, yeah, I went to Venice. So I don't know. David, thanks so much for the update. 7:58 here on News Radio 92.3. Let's see, what else do we have going on? Oh, the city of Pensacola put out their announcement that we're going to get recycling now. So good. You're going to want to respond to that mailer and pick your options. You know, $25 for a single can, $32, is that right? 31, 30. Anyway, for, yeah, it's 33, sorry, because it's $8 more, for a can and a recycling or two garbage cans. You can do it that way as well. And, you know, more information coming, but that is actually going to start within the next couple of weeks. Hey, if you've got any problems with your electrical, your heating, your plumbing, your air conditioning inside your house, these are the complicated things that you need help with. Hey, Peden, they'll show up. They'll do it on time. They'll tell you what they're going to do ahead of time. They'll be professional. They'll use high-quality products, and then they will stand by the work 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Why? Because they do it right. right. I mean, that's the point. Growing for the last 55 years all along the Gulf Coast, everywhere from Tallahassee over to Mobile and everywhere in between. Long presence, of course, here in Pensacola, but Gulf Breeze, Foley, you know, Santa Rosa Beach, you know, wherever, they will take care of you. This month, during the month of June, they have a $1,000 off a new air conditioning system and special financing is available. Some restrictions apply, but you want to cool down and get ready for July, August, and September? Find out at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.